Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Are you in a bad relationship? Has someone just hurt you so much you just feel like you can't breathe? Do you need someone to reach out to you and tell you, yes, you're worth loving? Guess what? That's what the Lord wants you to know. He loves you. He loves you just the way you are, and he will help you become more like his son, Jesus Christ, as you trust in him. And so I just cannot emphasize enough that if someone has mistreated you, if you've been abused, just know that God will never do that to you. God loves you. And he always makes things right. He has promised to make all things right in the end for his children. You become an adopted child of God when you receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. And so I just encourage you that even if people have done terrible things to you, it does not reflect a change in God's love for you. So God still loves you. In Jeremiah 31:3, it says, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" In John 16:27, Jesus said, "For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God." And again, Romans 5:8, I just quoted it recently, but it's so worth quoting again. "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." How many times have we ignored God? How many times have we used his name lightly or with disrespect? How many times have we even just totally used his name in a terrible way? It's time to turn to him and use his name in the most precious way, with respect. He is holy. He is good. He is God, and we are not. Let's remember that. And let's remember that even in the midst of that truth, this truth remains, that God loves you no matter what people have said or done to you. God loves you. Oh, he loves you. And that's the message for today, that God loves you no matter what people say or do to you. So hide yourself in him, and let's pray and just be real with him. And before we pray, I want to mention that if you're in a bad situation, get help. Get help and call your local hotline and call your church if you have a church. But get help, get out of that situation, because it's not what God wants you to do, to be abused. So get safe. Also hide yourself in him and use his word as your guide. So, okay, now let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for those who have been abused and injured in ways that I just know breaks your heart. We don't understand why these things happen, but we also don't understand why you love us so much. We have just totally ignored you and rejected you, and we now accept you and welcome you into our hearts, into our lives, and we turn from our sin. We repent, and we welcome you in our hearts as Savior and Lord. We believe that you, Jesus, died on the cross for us and rose again to conquer sin and death so that it can't influence us for eternity. And so, Lord, we thank you that in you we are victors, not victims. And we thank you that you will never abuse us. We love you, Lord, And we pray for comfort and safety and deliverance for all those in terrible situations. We ask you to help them. And we thank you that you are with them and that you are with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. This week, I urge everyone to pray for those who are abused. And I ask you also to do something. If you know someone who is being abused, do something. Intervene. Even if they don't understand why first, get help for them. Get help. And there are so many resources. We have no excuse if we ignore them. So tap into your local resources for this and get help. Okay, I know this message is meant for somebody out there. And just remember that God loves you no matter what. And as I always close the program with Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. He is good. Turn to him. He is good. He himself is good. So, and join us at prayingpals.org for prayer support 24/7. You can submit your prayer requests. And until next time, remember that Jesus is with you.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.